everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield today on this Friday, April 4th, 2025 edition. I've been very, very active in talking with farmers and researching this and examples of tariffs that Canada imposes on U.S. goods. Milk, our milk going into Canada, 270% tariff. Cheese, 245. Butter, 298. Chicken, 238. Beef, our beef going into Canada, 180% tariff on our beef. Their beef, what we tariff them coming into our country, 5%. Sausage, 70%. Barley seed, 57% tariff. Copper, 48%. Aluminum, 45%. U.S. steel going into Canada, 25%. Our cars made in America going into Canada, 45% tariff. Here's the problem. The farmers are saying the tariffs that Donald Trump is proposing is only leveling the playing field so that our products can go into those other countries. Australia, 100% ban. No tariffs. They ban our beef from going into Australia. They don't even buy it. That's not right. But yet we take their Australian beef, $3 billion worth of Australian beef came into the United States last year alone, 2024. This has got to stop. This is exactly what Donald Trump is doing, is he is saying, guys, reciprocal tariffs. And then they weren't even reciprocal. Did you actually see the chart that he held up in the Rose Garden?
Not in detail.
Every single one of the tariffs they're charging us, he is proposing half. Most of them are half of what they're charging us.
I think it's completely fair to say it's not Donald Trump starting a trade war. It's him just simply responding.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So don't the left media, especially. Oh, he's starting a trade war.
No, and he's not.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
So it's a bald-faced lie.
Yeah. But that's what they're saying, and we just got to have some facts. Plus, the fact here's something else is a fact. So the Republicans that oppose this, that which we would call internationalists or free trade Republicans, I would just simply say to them, you are out of sync with the history of the Republican Party for 150 years.
Not only the Republican Party, the founding fathers are founding documents. They don't know their history.
Right. You're out of starting with Alexander Hamilton. And it is the tax of choice. So don't let them say, well, Ronald Reagan never would have.
Excuse me. Ronald Reagan put a tariff on motorcycles when he was president of the United States because Honda, Suzuki, and Yamaha, all made in Japan, were dominating our motorcycle market back when he was president and almost shut down Harley-Davidson.
Okay. So we just got to get the facts here. That's all. Let me, I want to give you an analogy. And first of all, where I'm going with this, it takes some time. This is going to take some time.
Yep.
Tens of thousands of factories have closed. You can't start them up tomorrow. And then people who invest their money don't want to invest in starting up a new factory if they think that we're going to go back to free trade and therefore all that money they put in the factory is not going to be enough and the factory will not indeed open up and they've lost their investment. Let me give you an illustration. Let's say right now in basketball, we have professional basketball, we have a three-point line, and we do, and we have a three-point line. And so teams that are drafting players, they'll draft some guys that can shoot from the three-point line. And they build their team with some three-point shooters. But let's say there was a discussion to end the three-point line. And the problem would be to change that rule, to do away with the three-point line, it would make the NBA dominate again by the big men. And the three-point shooters would not be as valuable because there would be no three-point line to shoot from.
Right.
And it would change the dynamics of teams and who they drafted and so on.
Well, many argued that when they added the three-point line, that it eliminated all the history records of
it
back in
them.
The day, the big men, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you can go back and look at all these guys, Walt Chamberlain, all these guys and what they did inside the paint. All those history points now are being erased because these three-point shooters are outscoring them for season highs and eventually career highs.
Yes. And so what would happen if the NBA did that, it would take a while for teams to adjust.
Sure.
Now, here's my point. Okay, if we're going to go back to protectionism, and yep. I'm not going to run from that word. I mean,
absolutely not. It's time we do it.
Yes. The rhinos, I rarely use the word, but the let me just say this. The George W. Bush Republicans. I'm not going to call them a rhino. I'm just going to say.
One world globalist. That's a better word. They're not rhinos. They're one world globalists. And the stock market is reacting because they have, as corporations, smart business people do, moved their manufacturing to cheaper labor and then selling it back to us at lower prices to be more competitive. They've been very profitable. That's why the stock market crashed 4% yesterday.
Okay. The George W. Bush Republicans. I would call him an internationalist. I wouldn't call him a one-worlder. I mean, he still loved America, but he wanted...
Yeah, that's questionable, but go on.
He wanted free trade everywhere, not seeing that this free trade, where everybody is dependent upon everybody else, would inevitably lead us to a global government, to global governance. And it would. George Washington saw it.
Yep.
Alexander Hamilton saw it. Even Jefferson eventually saw it. We need protectionism at the very least to protect our industries upon which our military production depends. We don't want to depend on any other country to produce our war goods just in case we ever go to war, and the United States of America has to protect itself.
Just look at Donald Trump's chart. Every other country in the world are protectionists. They charge us tariffs of our goods going into their countries, but yet we're not supposed to charge them tariffs coming into ours. And that's what has absolutely led to the crisis we're in today.
Right. And my argument is this. Free trade inevitably leads free economic union. Free trade inevitably leads to political union. It's just, by the way, one of the denied powers to Congress was in Article 1 that a state could not levy a tariff on goods coming in from another state. That's unconstitutional. In other words, Ohio can't protect their automobile industry by levying a tariff on goods coming from Michigan. That's unconstitutional. Why? Because the framers of our Constitution knew that if we created an economic free trade zone, which is what the Constitution created, it within the United States, state to state, it would inevitably bind us together in political union. That's what it would do. It would have a tendency to do that. So that promotes the United States of America. Give you the example of the common market in Europe. They had a free trade zone, and it was a European common market, which eventually led to what? The European Union.
Right.
It eventually led. Now, Britain, United Kingdom pulled out of that. They say, hey, we want to maintain some of our sovereignty. If we don't do this, then we don't have complete sovereignty. Then we're dependent upon other countries. And really, what President Trump is doing is kind of what George Washington said. Have only such agreements with other countries that we can trade to our own benefit, and there, George Washington used this phrase, whereas justice and enlightened self-interest. That's the nature of nationhood. We have enlightened self-interest. We're doing this for our best interest. All these other countries saying, well, we were your friends, we were your allies. The NATO countries, we're allies, we have been your friends. Well, yes, temporarily, yes. We fought during World War II together, except for Germany, obviously. And then we stood together under NATO and opposed Soviet expansionism. True, but you know, the Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore. Yes, I talked about this last week or a few weeks ago. We got to rethink NATO. We got to rethink this. I'm not suggesting we should pull out. I don't know, but we need to rethink it. Why did we have NATO? Why did we have this? To protect ourselves from domination by the communist, whose avowed goal was to have a one world political system dominated by communism. I mean, they were an open threat, so we kind of united to defend ourselves. Is that threat still there?
No, that threat is dead.
Yeah. So yeah, we got to rethink some things. Mm-hmm. We got to rethink it. I'm not suggesting we should or shouldn't, but all these people, well, they were our allies, they were our friends. They should read. They should read George Washington's farewell address. I've read it 30 times. I've studied this. That's not the opinion of the founders of this country. The first paragraph of our Declaration of Independence, the phraseology is this: the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitled them. A separate and equal station. We want separate, independent countries, and we should not expect close friendship with any other country. It just doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
And the founders of our country understood it. Some of our people, even some of our conservative Republicans, they don't get it. They don't listen to Randy's show. They don't get it. We want an independent country, and that's why we have protectionism. Yes,
well,
we have protection.
And we have to start producing our own ammunition. We need to start producing a lot of our own goods, and these tariffs are going to create that. It's these factories are coming back. I'm going to wrap this up in the final segment talking about President William McKinley.
Right.
I want to get your opinion on that.
Right.
Short break. We'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield today, history on tariffs. William McKinley, he ran for Congress. He was very much strong on protective tariffs. He even had, I believe, a tariff bill passed while he was in Congress before he became the 25th president.
Right. He was strong on tariffs, and when he became president, well, it was 1890, it was called the McKinley tariff, 50% tariff, and when he became president, he was a pro-business American industry president, similar to Trump. It's just that Trump is now, he's saying his policies seem radical because of the direction of the country for the last 60, 70 years since World War II.
Yeah.
He's just a business guy. I can see all these closed factories everywhere. Why? Because it's cheaper for industries to go overseas and hire cheap labor. By the way, let me ask you this. Is there such a thing as an American industry? Is there such a thing anymore?
No.
We kind of think Ford or GM, all their American industries. Well, they're international at this point. But these tariffs will force them back. We're changing the rules back to what they used to be.
Absolutely. And one other aspect of McKinley's presidency, expanding the territories. If you look at what he did as far as the Philippines, I mean, it's amazing the history of that and part of what he did in the Spanish-American War. But here's most importantly, the most interesting part. Donald Trump is talking about taking back the Panama Canal. He's talking about Greenland. I mean, he's emulating, in my opinion, he's taking a lot out of McKinley's playbook.
Right. I talked about that a few weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
With the Panama Canal, I'll use the word loopholes in that, that we wouldn't have to violate the treaty, I think, if we are, because if they're not fulfilling their end of the bargain when we made that canal, we could rightfully do it. As far as Greenland, I don't know about that.
Going to buy it. I'm telling you right now, mark my words. Denmark is in no position to deny the money that he is going to offer, and it's going to be a flat-out purchase. Mark my words. They might work out an agreement to somehow co-own it, but he is – I'm telling you, just like I told you, he was going to get rid of the Department of Education – he's in the process of doing a lot. And Greenland, I mean, did you see what the Prime Minister of Denmark said yesterday?
No.
Did you see what he said?
I know what Vance, he said before.
Well, yes. J.D. Vance and his wife went there, right. And they weren't there on a diplomatic mission. They were there to see the base, the military base that we have there, and meet with the soldiers. But definitely got out into the public and started talking to the citizens of Greenland. And they are pro-American. They are much more pro-American than they almost are pro-Dane. And it's going to be a very interesting struggle, a takeover of that country.
Okay. I mean, that is definitely carrying a big stick. He is kind of like a Teddy Roosevelt, who, again, was another pro-protective tariff man, Teddy Roosevelt,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. He continued McKinley's tariffs.
Yes, yes. Yes.
One last thing on tariffs. I want to get your opinion on this. Do you think, because the radical left and the Democrats and the media are so much against it, that the American people will be for it?
I hope so. I'm just trying to give people, especially Republicans,
education.
Education. Hey, don't say this is radical. It's really not that radical. We it's only in the last few decades that we've moved away from this, and President Trump is trying to bring us back. Common sense with our founders. Let's protect American workers, American industry, and American sovereignty.
Did you see what Senator Lindsey Graham said on Sean Hannity's show last night about what he's doing today in the U.S. Senate?
No, I did not.
All the tax cuts that Donald Trump put in place in 2017 automatically renewed. Eliminating the income tax on Social Security, on tipped wages, and on overtime. We're funding the military, $200 billion right away into the military, $250 billion onto the border to continue building the wall. He's doing it via a parliamentarian procedure that the Democrats did when they passed Obamacare. He's using the exact same tactic. They don't need 60 votes for cloture. They just need the Republicans. They're taking the vote tonight.
Wow. Yeah, there's been no more consequential president since FDR than what's happening right now. I can tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Republicans finally are going to back him up and do what he needs to get his agenda through. And the House is already chomping at the bit. They're ready to vote on it as well. So just watch Senate TV tonight if you get a chance.
Okay.
Yeah, PBS, whatever channel you want to watch it on. One of the things I wanted to ask you real quick. Sunday, we were without power. We weren't on the radio. Have you guys gotten power back at the church?
We did, but we just lost it again. So it was on briefly. We lost it. But I fully expect to have regular church on Sunday. We had church on Sunday without power. A few of us showed up.
Yeah.
Most people could not get out.
Right, and, exactly.
But we did have church because that's commanded in Scripture. So, Lord willing, we'll have full power back to normal on Sunday.
Yeah, and we're hoping the radio station will be back up as well on Sunday.
Very good.
Okay, sir. God bless. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you soon.
Amen.
Last hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy.